You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Thursday's local report of news from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms overnight. The overnight low temperatures in the lower 60s. Friday, showers likely again with a chance of thunderstorms. The daytime high temperature in the mid-80s. Doesn't look like the weather gets much better until possibly on Sunday. Topping local news, city firemen battled a structure fire in the 1600 block of Pine Avenue yesterday. It took firefighters about 4 hours to extinguish the blaze that erupted in the building with apartments upstairs. Two women that lived in the upper apartments were guided to safety by the firemen, who also rescued a pet cat from the burning structure. There were no injuries reported, and the cause of that fire is under investigation. Authorities tell Niagara Radio damage to the building was reported as heavy. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, this report is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Need an appliance repaired? Well, then you need Chris Moore. He's the repairman that'll come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor and fix your home appliances. But first, you have to get him there, and that's that phone number, 523-5911. Be smart, put it in your cell phone, because you never know when you're going to need it. And when you do, you'll want it handy. And the news also brought to you by the Wellness Park and the Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Wellness Park at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and Community Medical on Michigan Avenue just off Main Street. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that take the time to care about you. They make sure you find what you need, and they happily answer any questions you might have. Stop in and see them for details, or maybe to switch your prescriptions over to them with a number of the corporate stores closing in this area. They're locally owned and operated, and they show it. In other local news, Town of Niagara Police say they've arrested a 9-year employee of the Eat Right store on Military Road after he reportedly was spotted on video entering the store overnight and taking money from the register when nobody was there. After he was identified from the footage, police said they talked with him and the suspect agreed to come in and talk with the officers. After their interview, authorities say Andrew Simpson of Braley Road in Ransomville was charged with petty larceny in the case. He's accused of taking $550 from the register in the past few days. He was released on an appearance ticket and is now scheduled for a further court appearance in Town of Niagara Court. An area driver was charged with DWI after the vehicle he was driving reportedly slammed into a guardrail on the I-190 in the Town of Niagara. Police said the driver, Sam DeBello, couldn't explain how he crashed the car and was charged after he reportedly failed a number of field sobriety tests on the scene. DeBello will now answer to the charge in Town of Niagara Court. Busy day for first responders reported. Authorities said in North Tonawanda, police and fire were called to 16th Avenue and Carr Street, where a pedestrian and a dog were reportedly struck by a truck. North Tonawanda police reported unknown injuries at that scene that occurred just after 10 o'clock on Thursday morning. A few minutes earlier in North Tonawanda, a two-vehicle collision was reported on the Rui Road. There were reported injuries at that one. In the 5700 block of South Transit Road, an accident was reported with volunteers from South Lockport responding to that scene along with the Sheriff Department. Yesterday afternoon, Town of Niagara Police and volunteers from Niagara Active Hose responded to a collision in the 9500 block of Lockport Road. They reported unknown injuries there. Overnight, a number of fire companies battled a blaze at 2221 Niagara Falls Boulevard. It's in the area of the old Bell plant. Details concerning the fire were not immediately available, but authorities tell us there are a number of businesses in that area, but which one may have burned was not specified. Volunteers from Burkos, the Frontier Fire Company, firefighters from the air base, St. Johnsburg, and Niagara Active Hose all responded to the scene. The cause of that fire is said to be under investigation. Well, there was a power outage reported in the main tourist area in downtown Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge on Thursday. That caused power crews to attempt to rectify the problem for hours Thursday morning. National Grid could not be contacted for exact details, but one thing for sure, the Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard was without electricity, and that's where the Niagara Radio studios are. Unofficially, word was that the power should be restored by about 7 p.m. Thursday. That outage interrupted our news and music broadcast from our radio station in the building, NigRadio.net, but we were still able to present our local news online at NigRadio.net when you refresh your browser and click on our local news. And if you didn't want to do it that way, our news was also featured on Facebook by entering NigRadio.net in the Facebook search bar. And if the power being restored happens as they project, our news and music station should be back up and running by Friday. Finally, another scam and another caution to anybody who might be vulnerable. So if you know someone, make sure they hear about this. Scam was investigated yesterday by the sheriff's department. A woman notified deputies that she believed her father was being scammed by a caller that identified himself as an investigator from the sheriff's department, but actually wasn't. The caller wanted the man to bring in some money and gift cards to check for DNA. Deputies located that man talking on the phone to the suspect while he was sitting in his vehicle in a parking lot in Lockport, and they advised him that the call was a scam and not to give the caller any information or money. But it was too late. Scammer had requested that the victim bring him money and gift cards to be tested at the sheriff's department, but before he did that, he was told to call in the numbers that he got on the gift cards that he purchased. Well, deputies said before they could stop him, that victim called in the card numbers on $500 worth of gift cards and gave it to the man on the phone that he thought was a detective, which was a total bogus story. Deputies advised the victim not to respond to the caller again and not to give any money, or especially gift cards, to any caller, no matter who they say they were, if you don't know them for sure, and even if they sound like someone you know. Authorities are cautioning that in many cases, the scammers are obtaining a sample of a voice of someone that the recipient might know, and using artificial intelligence on a computer, they can reproduce that voice, telling the victim that they need help or money or gift cards. Deputies caution, if that happens to you, the first thing you should do is call the person that claims they are calling on a number that you personally know and not one that they give you to call back on. And secondly, deputies say, call the police. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, our local news is updated Monday through Friday afternoon on NigraRadio.net and on Facebook by entering NigraRadio.net in the search bar. And our news is truly local, and it's free. I'm Sal Panessa.